You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm reporter Ruby MacDonald, and today I'm here with Olympian and the founder of Jules Fuel, Julia Murray. Hello, Julia. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So before you created Jules Fuel, you loved to ski and have earned several medals and became a world champion in ski cross. That's super exciting. Can you tell us more about that experience?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was born and raised in Whistler, so right from the beginning, I was doing all kinds of sports throughout school, and then I got into the new sport, ski cross, and it was actually so new that it was debuting in the 2010 Olympics, so they needed a national team, and so 3 years before that happened, I got named to the national team after trying out for a few camps. And then kind of the rest was history, like 5 years on the road doing ski cross and went to the Olympics in my hometown. And unfortunately, I got the biggest injury of my life 1 month prior to the Olympic Games.
Oh, no.
And so I blew my knee. I blew my ACL, MCL, tibial bone bruise, a bunch of all that horrible stuff, and competed anyways, came 12th. And then the next year came back and got a silver in the World Championships on a different blown knee, but that's another story.
Oh, wow, you really powered through.
Yeah.
And as an athlete, I'm sure you've also had a lot of experience with eating right to help give your body more energy. Is that what
yeah.
led you to create Jules Fuel?
Definitely. Like Jules Fuel was something that I used to take with me on the road all the time because, you know, as athletes, we try to do our best, but in Europe, there's just so much meat and cheese and bread and mm-hmm. breakfast platters, just with a lot of, stuff that makes you lethargic. And so I brought my own breakfast cereal on the road with me. The guys on the team thought I was a total hippie, but that's okay. And it really helped fuel my days and my competition and my training. And it's a very low glycemic concoction.
Mm-hmm. What is in the concoction? Is it all superfoods? Can you tell our listeners what's in it?
Yeah, so it's quinoa, oats, goji berries, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, raisins, and sunflower seeds. And that's it. There's no added weirdness. There's, you know, no added preservatives or anything like that. And it's everything's in its unprocessed state. So you get the full quinoa seed rather than the flakes. So it's totally unprocessed, which does mean you do cook it. So it comes in the bag and you get 6 breakfasts out of the bag, but you cook it up all at once and then you have breakfast ready for your work week. So you can cook it up and then you have it in the fridge waiting for you for up to 10 days.
Oh, wow.
And and then you just scoot it into your bowl and then I eat it with yogurt and fruit on top. And mm-hmm. sometimes like my mom loves maple syrup on it. And you can really make it your own.
So basically it's all 100% organic.
Yes. Yeah, 100% organic with no added anything, and it's really delicious. No added sugar, too, which is very important for breakfast.
Exactly. It does look really delicious. Aside from it tasting good, does it have any health benefits, or what can you expect after eating it, like, in the morning?
Yeah, well, first of all, it keeps you regular, which is really important. Yeah, it definitely keeps you regular, and tons of fiber, lots of protein. And it's got lots of omegas too, with the chia and the flax. And it's as a whole, it's very low glycemic. So rather than spiking your blood sugar in the morning and being hungry by 10 o'clock, I mean, I eat this at 7 in the morning and I'm not hungry, like really hungry until 1. I eat a few snacks in between, but it really is a good sustaining fuel that can fuel your day and keep your mind there. And yeah, it's really good. And you can make a lot of other things out of it, too. You can make cookies and you can kind of make them into bars to take to work. And it just keeps you going. And it's mm-hmm. just vegan, too, and tons of antioxidants and lots of vitamin C from the goji berries. And then quinoa just in itself is a mother grain and a complete protein. So you're getting that protein in the morning and lots of good complex carbohydrates.
Whether you're having a busy day or I want to have like a relaxing day, it's always good to have lots of energy. It just makes a day go by so much faster.
Exactly.
So I can tell you want to continue to learn more about natural nutrition because you're also becoming a holistic nutritionist. What
That's
does that
right.
involve?
Well, I'm just getting through it. It's really, really interesting. I'm doing it through Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. And it's a 2-year course, and I'm about a year and a half through. Lots of case studies to do still, but eventually I'll be able to call myself a registered holistic nutritionist. And I mainly did that just for Jules Fuel, just so I could have, you know, something else beside my name as an entrepreneur rather than just an athlete. I can actually say that I know about nutrition now, which gives people a peace of mind too. So exactly. I definitely know more now than I did as an athlete about nutrition.
So you continue to learn. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Julia, aside from keeping healthy, you also like to be active. Do you do that through your ski with an Olympian program?
Yeah. So when I retired in 2012 from 2 blown ACLs and multiple meniscus scopes and stuff, I figured it was time to move on to other things. And I went to school for communications and then started Jules Fuel, but I needed something in the ski world too, because I know the ski world so well, and Whistler. So I approached Whistler Blackcomb, and we started the Ski with an Olympian program, which you can book me to ski for a day and or more. Like, I've skied with people for 3 weeks at a time before, and I just can show you around Whistler Blackcomb and all the secret spots. And then we've also got other Olympians on board now too, like Davey Barr, my boyfriend, who went to the Olympics as well, and Ashley McIver, who won gold, and a few others like Rob Boyd. And yeah, so it's been really good. I've been meeting a lot of great people through it too.
And it sounds like a lot of fun too.
Yeah, you can check that out on Whistler Blackcomb's site. And then for where to get Jules Fuel, you can just go onto the Jules Fuel website too. I just got into Thrifty's Foods, and Whole Foods has it, IGA, Nestor's, and Spud Vancouver. So there's a bunch of places you can get it. Oh, and online too, across Canada at evitality.ca.
So if our listeners want to learn more about you or Jules Fuel, can they go on the Jules Fuel website? And what is that?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. It's julesfuel.ca, and that's just spelled JulesFuel. And then my personal website is juliamurray.ca. And then I'm also on Instagram at Jules Fuel Yum.
So that's julesfuel.ca, JulesFuel.ca?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for being on healthradio.fm. Looking forward to seeing more from you and Jules Fuel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Talk soon.